In the world of finance, solvency is the only assurance of existence. Debt equals an eventual financial death. However, when it comes to some of the New Jersey public employee pension funds, the ideas of increasing a deficit and the manner this is being done demonstrates that, well, not everyone understands that fiscal reality. Joining us now to discuss a decision to audit some of the state's retirement system funds is the state New Jersey State Director for Americans for Prosperity, Erica Clemens. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning. How are you?
Good to have you here. It's AmericansForProsperity.org on the web, and no matter which state you're in, that's where you can find your information for your local chapter for the state and find out more about what Americans for Prosperity is all about. Now, regarding the audits that were decided by the Board of Trustees of the Public Employees Retirement System and Police Firemen's Retirement System. Now, I guess the first question would be, what's there to audit? We know all the funds are broke.
Sure. Well, what we're actually looking for and what we support the Retirement System Commission to look at is actually the investment fees paid to private companies. They've gone up from $140 million to $600 million in the past 4 or 5 years, and that's a pretty huge number when we have, you know, over $135 billion unfunded liability with our pension system.
And if I heard correctly, and it's often difficult to translate what state officials say, but, and correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't the state treasurer justify this by saying, well, those who are doing the investing, because apparently they've done a rearranging, a reallocating of how the pension funds are being invested, they've been so successful, I'm paraphrasing here, the state treasurer said they earn these fees.
Right, I heard that too. Unfortunately, we have right now one of the fourth worst state pension funds in the entire country. So while we have seen small gains in recent years, you know, this is taxpayers' money. This is not the state's money. This is not the treasurer's money. It is the taxpayers' money. And what we are applauding is the audit, because that's going to take a look if anything can be done better, if these fees are justified, and transparency for the taxpayers as to why the fees, the private fees and bonuses to investors, have gone from $140 million to $600 million. And keep in mind, this is not for the entire pension fund. These fees and bonuses are only to manage about a quarter of our state pension fund. The other three quarters is managed by the state. Or much, much less.
And just to give you some of the math on the matter, there are 770,000 active and retired employees. Fund doles out between $650 to $700 million a month to pay for pensions and benefits. It is among the largest public pension funds and one of the worst funded. And I'll play fair here. Fiscal year that started July 1st of 2013 ended halfway through last year. Pension investments did earn a rate of 16.9%, which, given the market, that's respectable. I'll give them that. But is it worth the fees escalating to that degree? I think a lot of people, that is obviously the big question. How do you justify that rate of increase of fees?
Correct. And like I said, for only a quarter of the pension fund, this is not the entire amount.
Along with Erica Clemens, who is the New Jersey State Director for Americans for Prosperity. On the web, it's AmericansForProsperity.org, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. So how much of this fiasco can further demonstrate the need for pension reform? I mean, like it or not, the governor's office maybe has not been as finite and as detail with the plan that is needed. Some people have said, look over the border in Pennsylvania, where there's a more pay-as-you-go type of situation, I believe it is, that is a more stable pension, and it filled a gap faster than what is, you know, when you look at New Jersey, how can you fill a gap in a pension fund that's more than four times what the state spends in any given year?
Right. Well, the challenge certainly seems very, very difficult. However, there are ways, and they're not easy ways. The number one reason, or the number one way, is to cut some of the department funding. We have, you know, a number of bloated departments, We have some very high salaries, wages, operational costs here in New Jersey. And regarding the pension fund specifically for pension health, you know, there's a proposal right now that's being worked through possibly to move from defined benefit to defined contribution. So similar to a 401k where individuals will put money in and it can come out at retirement, but different than defined benefit because we're not overpromising what we don't have. That proposal, as of yesterday, was on the table, but the NGAA actually just said, we're not going to speak to the governor anymore. The commission, the pension commission, you know, is speaking about how can we freeze the current system and create a new system that is more financially smart and solvent and to move forward. So here at AFP, Americans for Prosperity, we're looking forward to coming up with a compromise with the players and have something that benefits not just the public employees and honor the obligations to them, but also honor the commitment that we have towards taxpayers and investing their money wisely.
Has this pension fund gotten to the point where it's at in a way similar to what Social Security has on the national level, where Social Security initially was tagged as 10 workers are going to fund one recipient? I mean, that wasn't the initial plan. Obviously, it was your money in, your money out, but that fell apart real fast in Social Security. Is that the similar situation that has developed with the New Jersey State Pension Plan, where the ratio of contributors to recipients is now getting more and more narrow, and there's fewer and fewer state workers who are coming into the pension fund to fund the pension, that this is just all blown up, and it's not just necessarily over the past couple of decades how the various governors have avoided doing full contributions from the state to the pension fund?
Yes, it's some of that. A lot of it has been the state overpromising to public employees. And the public employees, rightly so, want their promises upheld. And the Supreme Court has already said that the state has to honor its obligation, but some of the things that are on the table right now are negotiating health care contracts. There are things that we can change. You know, there are certain government workers who get health care benefits for life into retirement instead of going on to Medicare. So there are some things that can be worked out, but it definitely has to have the administration, the legislature in leadership, and also the unions all at the same table.
And when you're looking at $183 billion in actual full state debt with the pensions,
correct,
that is not a problem that's going to be fixed fast. I mean, they can't even in the state debt listing, superficially, they call it $85 billion in debt. But when you dig into the rest of the report, you find that other 90-some-odd billion dollars sitting in the woods as they try to reclassify it. But nevertheless, it's still $183 billion in state debt for the pension funds. And going to be a slow climb out of a hole that deep. But again, willingness, cooperation, and just the understanding of the reality that printing money that's not yours is called counterfeiting, and it's not something you really want to try and really do, and you want to watch out for the next generation to make sure that you leave a stable economy as best as possible for the future. So, as we say, to be continued, and we'll see how the various parties either throw bombs at each other or finally sit down and try to negotiate to help each other, follow along with what develops with the plans and alternative ideas that Americans for Prosperity presents for debate and discussion. That can be found at AmericansForProsperity.org. We've been joined by the New Jersey State Director, Erica Clemens. Erica, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thank you, Chris.